That's the theme tune to Stranger Things, one of the most successful television series ever. The show that arguably made Netflix, set in the 1980s, based on the fantasy game Dungeons & Dragons. Its fifth and final series available from 1 a.m. tomorrow here and finishing on New Year's Eve. It takes a little explaining and we'll get to that. Let's get to the Irish connection first though. Donegal actress Amy Beth McNulty, we saw little of her in the last episode of the last series as Vicky in the aftermath of an apparent earthquake tearing the city of Hawkins apart, making sandwiches, and the start of a relationship with Robin, played by Maya Hawke. Here's Amy Beth at the Los Angeles premiere of the final series.
I think there's a really beautiful time difference between when we saw them last and where we see them when we come back in episode one. There's maturity, there's development. Vicky's doing some new stuff, and she's even cooler than she was before, which is not possible. Yeah, it's exciting. And Maya's my favourite person to work with, so I'm very lucky.
That's Donegal's Amy Beth McNulty. Let's speak to Rory Cashin, entertainment and culture journalist and co-host of the Culture Pigs podcast. Rory, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We'll talk about the scale of this programme in just a moment, but for those who don't know it, what is Stranger Things?
Gosh, okay, so the best way to describe it is if you could imagine everything from the 80s, from Steven Spielberg and from Stephen King, essentially mixed together for an ultimate nostalgia trip for something that never actually existed in the first place. It is an epic fantasy with a group of kids at its core trying to fight an ultimate evil that is trying to break through into our reality.
It's huge, and when it started it wasn't, and neither was Netflix. How did it get to the stage where it's now essentially bigger than Game of Thrones and Star Wars?
it was one of those shows that sort of came out of nowhere. The biggest cast member would have been Winona Ryder. No yes. One really knew who David Harbour was. No one knew at the time, obviously, who Millie Bobby Brown was. She was only 11 when she started filming the show. She's now 21. Like, it's been practically a full decade since the show began. But at the time, yeah, it really was under the radar. It was because Netflix was really shouting about shows like House of Cards or Orange is the New Black, and they maybe didn't have as much, you know, attention paid on this one because they weren't sure how it was going to land. And then when it did hit that sweet spot of, you know, nostalgia hits for the older audience, but also spooky enough for teenagers and relatable enough for teenagers that it kind of proved to be popular with every demographic that would be watching it at home. And then season on season, it just proved to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So Netflix just kept giving it more money and more time to become the show it wanted to be.
It's over 3 years since the last series was broadcast, and a lot has changed during that time. Relationships amongst cast members, for example, and the anticipation, of course, ahead of this series. But it's taken a long time to get to here.
Yeah, it's unique in that way, in that we've seen other shows, especially recently, especially with the full advent of streaming, that if there's a big enough gap between the seasons, interest in the show can taper off, because 3.5 years between seasons is a long time to wait to expect audiences to hang around and still be anticipatory for what's to come next, and still almost, you know, like ahead of season 5, I did go back and rewatch season 4 just to remind myself of where everyone was within the world of Stranger Things. But again, Stranger Things is unique in that way, in that the audience has held on interest for that long because they know what's coming is the end. What we're getting tomorrow is the first half of the end of this story forever. So yeah, it is quite unique in that way, but I think it will pay off in the same way that they're not making it last for 10, 15 seasons the way The Walking Dead did, or some of the shows that don't quite know when to end. They're like, right, we're done, it's season 5 and we're bowing out while we're on a high.
Are you a fan, Rory? Are you looking forward to this?
I am looking forward to it. I'm particularly interested because obviously there's a lot of really talented people behind the scenes, but the final season actually managed to bring on Frank Darabont as a director of some of the episodes. And for anyone who doesn't know who Frank Darabont is, he's the guy who directed The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile. He's directed some of the best movies of, you know, the last few decades. And for him to want to be involved in directing episodes for the final season is kind of a big signifier of just how impressive and how I guess interesting the stories they're going to be telling in this final season is going to be.
Okay, let's indulge fans and indeed me. What are you expecting? Because there's an awful lot of loose ends to tie up. I know some of them were tied up in the last two episodes of the last series where things began to make, and this is a huge leap, began to make a little bit more sense. What are we expecting now?
I would anticipate this is going to be very almost apocalyptic in terms of the storytelling. I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen the end of season four. Absolutely, we are. 100%. Like I'm not saying that having seen anyone being killed off, but you can tell from the way the narrative is going to go. Like some people, it's something that's happened in every season practically to date, where someone has sacrificed themselves for the greater good. Who that will be is still anyone's guess. Like I think there's a lot of character favorites out there that people think will go that route, and it will bring a proper emotional climax to the show as well.
We can't lose 11, can we?
We can. I don't think we will, but you can't write anything off. Like this, the show is famous for pulling the rug and killing off fan favorites. Like even as early as season one, like some of the favorite characters were killed off on screen, and they do it every season. So you can't discount the fact that they could potentially do anything. But I think Eleven is one of those characters that, because she has had such a tragic backstory, she does deserve a happy ending.
So four episodes tonight, then Christmas Day and New Year's Eve to finish, yes?
Yeah, it's genius because it's Thanksgiving in America tomorrow, and then it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. So they've really cornered off the holiday market for people who are sitting in and watching these shows.
Can't wait. Rory Cashin, entertainment and culture journalist and co-host of Culture Pigs podcast. Thank you. 10 to 9.